Access Sessions on Bismarck Mandan's community radio station, Radio Access 102.5 FM and radioaccess.org. My name is Josh Haugen, and here on Radio Access Sessions, we like to highlight some of the upcoming events here in the Bismarck Mandan area. And one of those are coming up just at the end of the month on January 31st. It's the Bismarck Beacon Plugged-In event. And if you've heard that term Bismarck Beacon before, you know it's associated with the Downtowners Association. So obviously, to talk about that is the Chief Operating Officer of the Downtowners, Kate Herzog. Thanks
hey,
for coming,
Josh.
Kate.
Hey, Josh. How are you?
And Kate, friend of the program. You've been here
friend
before.
Of show, friend of the show. Long-time caller and listener.
And you brought a friend this time, so why don't you introduce your friend?
Yeah, this is Jillian. She is with Capital Credit Union. They're our partner with Bismarck Beacon Plugged-In events. We've been having a lot of fun at those.
And, absolutely.
And this next one is going to be hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so for those who haven't heard of it before, what is the Bismarck Beacon Plugged-In event?
Yeah, Bismarck Beacon Plugged-In event is we call it speed dating for friends. We know that in the community, sometimes in Bismarck, we might be friendly, but not necessarily welcoming and grab you into a social circle. So we feel we have about 18 months to snag you, find you some friends, and hopefully you enjoy Bismarck and Mandan just as much as we do. So it's about finding friends, finding ways to plug into the community with sports, arts, kids and family events, all ages, as well as community volunteering opportunities.
So was it just that thought that helped originate this concept, or was there something else driving it?
You know, we at the Downtowners, we see a lot of people come in and out of our, member organizations, and we'd say, hey, did you find any friends? Did you find anything fun to do? And they'd be like, no, I'm sitting in my apartment and it's 20 below and I can't wait to get out of here. And they're like, that's not the way it should be, because we are so busy in Bismarck and there's so many fun things to do. So wanted to compile them all in one place where people could find some of that fun stuff and find a social network in the community.
And Jillian, you from Capital Credit Union, what is your role in this, or what is the Capital Credit Union's role in
this?
What
the heck are you doing here exactly? And who are you? No, I want to add on to what Kate said from an employer perspective as well. Capital Credit Union's role in this is sponsoring it, being part of it, partnering, really supporting this community initiative. But there's another reason too, and it's as a larger employer in the community, when we're recruiting employees and they're coming in from outside the city, outside the state, if they aren't plugged in and engaged the community, do you think they're going to stick around for 5 years, 10 years, 30 years? Probably not. And so there's a real value there to the employers in the community, whether it's Bobcat or St. A's or Capital Credit Union. And we want our employees to get involved and engaged and plugged into what's going on in the community.
So how does this event work? We talked a little bit beforehand, and you had some different names for it, speed dating and things like that.
Yeah.
what actually goes on here?
So it's kind of like a TEDx event, register, trademark, whoever, TEDx, blah, 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 where we bring in a whole bunch of organizations that fit in specific categories like sports and recreation, arts and culture, all ages and community involvement. And they get like 6 minutes to pitch about what their organization is about. And generally the organizations that we bring in meet on a regular basis. So it's not a one-off type, oh, I went to this event. It's easier to make friends if you're seeing each other on a more consistent basis. So our first event we had Beanbag League, Curling League. Yes, there's a Beanbag League in this town, and it is busy.
Uh-huh.
You throw bags?
No,
Jillian?
But okay. I want to.
Okay.
That's
well,
aspirations.
I know. We had the Symphony talk about their season, as well as Cinema 100. If nobody knows about that, it's a film series in the community. We had 1 Million Cups, as well as Furry Friends Rock and Rescue, which is an animal rescue that you could get involved with. And then we had the Bismarck Library, their children's program person with just awesome things that they're doing. Lego Club, Mrs. Sparkle's Story Hour. So when people say they're bored in town, come to us or come to Beacon, or, if you say there's nothing to do, I kind of want to slap you.
One thing I like about it, too, is that it's the things that people haven't heard about. Everybody's heard of a Larks game. Everybody's been to a Larks game. These are things that I've been a resident back here. I didn't grow up here since 2012. And I had no idea there was a Beanbag League or Cinema 100. Mm-hmm. And so there's these things that I feel like as an engaged community member, even I didn't know about. So it's meant to uncover these hidden treasures and ways to get involved that people maybe haven't heard of before.
We're digging in the corners, and we found some cool
stuff.
There's a
lot. Yeah. There's a lot there.
Yeah, if you found a beanbag league, if you found a curling league, mm-hmm. which if people are regular listeners of Radio Access, they know that Steamer of Steamer's Blues is a regular of the curling
Steamer.
League.
I love Steamer.
Yeah, so there's plenty to do. This seems like a good way to find some things to do, but from an employer's perspective, mm-hmm. what do you see as a prime benefit of something like this?
The benefit is really long-term employment or employees that are engaged in the community. So we don't want to run a business where we're turning over employees every 6 months, every year. That's not a good business practice. That's not what we want for our members of Capital Credit Union. And I'm sure other employers would say the same. Quality of care, quality of products, quality of service really relies on a long-term employee. And sometimes employees come and they stay for other reasons, or sometimes they leave after 6 months. In this case, they get plugged in, they join a curling league, they meet their husband, they find friends, whatever it is, keeps them in the community a little bit longer.
The American dream.
The American dream.
Yeah. And I want to throw in, you know, the program's different every quarter. So we're doing this every quarter. It's not, you know, we're going to find all the stuff. Some of it's seasonal that we're working through, like our indoor golf opportunities here in the community. Mm-hmm. That league is also
I just
crazy.
Joined an indoor golf team. I have no idea what I'm doing.
It's so much
on Tuesday,
fun.
I guess.
Okay. Yes.
Oh. Okay. I'll see you there.
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah.
But essentially, we brought Capital Credit Union employees in the last time and said, mm-hmm. tell us your story about, you know, either moving here from another place, what winter was like, or mm-hmm. we want that shared experience of how maybe those people plugged in as well and they can share that with others mm-hmm. and hopefully as the cold spell arrives, you've got some awesome fun things to do.
So if I'm a business person listening to this and I'm not currently involved, do I need to get invited or can I just show up and be like, hey, I'd like to give my 6 minute pitch?
Yeah, they can contact us. We do have the program set for the end of January, but we'll do one each quarter. So, mm-hmm. I mean, there's probably things we don't know about.
Absolutely.
So we'd love for people to contact us. They can just find us at downtownbismarck.com and contact us. We do like things to be seasonal, if possible, and as well as repeating, if not, you know, possible mm-hmm. as well. That way you can, you know, I don't know that if you meet somebody once here, you're like instant friends. That's mm-hmm. probably fairly rare. So things that happen on a regular basis would be great.
And hopefully that business owner would, if they aren't participating as a presenter, they're like, you know what, I have two new employees that just moved from Fargo. I should send them to this event. It's a great opportunity to send their own employees to as well.
Yeah, that was my next question is for someone who just wants to attend and listen to some of these, talk to some people, do they have to register? Is there a charge of admission or can they just show up?
Well, thanks to our partnership with Capital Credit Union, it's free of charge. We just ask that you register so we can make sure we've got enough breakfast and coffee for everybody. I would also encourage employers to send employees on company time. A lot of times it might be happening after work or you have other engagements. And this is really a part of keeping your employee and helping them socially onboard into the community. So if you can, if it's possible, you know, add it to your onboarding process at your company. And we have a one pager if that's what you want to do and hand it out to your HR and legal folks. And mm-hmm. It works really well, I think.
This is Radio Access Sessions on Radio Access 102.5 FM and streaming online at radioaccess.org. My name is Josh Haugen. Kate from the Downtowners and Jillian from Capital Credit Union are my guests today. We're talking about the Bismarck Beacon Plugged-In event coming up on January 31st at Dakota Stage. What time is it?
8:30 is when breakfast starts and a little mingling, and we'll do the program from 9 to 10.
From 9 to 10. So you'll be done by 10. You can get back to work if that's what you need to do, or you know whatever else you feel
Absolutely.
Like doing on the last day of January. Is there anything else that you want to get out about this event? You said it's happening quarterly. So when is the next one happening or anything else about this upcoming January one?
In a quarter, I would say. We kind of try and figure out what the availability of Dakota Stage is when they don't have shows running, obviously. We have a lot of ideas for the upcoming quarters because we're getting into the spring and summer season. So, I would say probably, you know, that April timeframe would probably be pretty good. We also want to feature maybe something near and dear to your heart coming up, which is the Dakota Film Festival, which is an awesome event that happens in this community that I think people should really know about.
Yeah, I think we could probably get you back here for before that one and talk about some of the more specific things that are happening at each one. Because, you know, you mentioned beanbags and curling at this one and right. as different seasonal things come in. I think it's interesting to get you guys in here and talk about that again.
And just if I could, Josh, you know, if you're a local filmmaker, again, it's like finding your tribe in this community, mm-hmm. right? Film people are generally like to talk shop with each other. And so there's also film dashes that happen throughout the year. Jillian, I don't know if you've been a part of a film dash, but
I mean, heard of it.
Essentially,
awesome.
This is what it is. You have like 11 days to make a film.
Wow.
You have to, they basically put ideas in a hat. You get a genre, a prop that you have to use, a character's name that you have to use, a line that you have to use. You basically have 11 days. It's like race around the world to put a film together. They've done horror film dashes, just regular short film dashes. So we've got a great film community in Bismarck Mandan, and I think something we could feature at Bismarck Beacon plugged in events for sure.
Yeah, the film festival has kind of evolved from a one day to a weekend long event where it starts Thursday with a documentary feature length film from Bismarck State College and their Arts Quest program. And then Friday is the main event, our night of short films. And then Saturday has become that matinee and film dash awards and presentation. It's become a lot of fun to be a part of it over the entire weekend. So definitely something that we'll talk about once March rolls around.
Because what we're doing with Capital Credit Union and Jillian and their crew have been awesome, letting us kind of use them as guinea pigs. Mm-hmm. So this time we're going to go out and shoot some footage of an activity that we featured at the last event. So we're going to have some of the Capital Credit Union employees.
Yep.
Try curling and film it, but maybe they could do like a film dash next time.
Well, we could check with them.
Yeah,
why not? Yeah, why not?
So they've been really awesome in saying, hey, these are the opportunities in the community. We're going to try them out at Capital Credit Union, and then you know, if we wipe out, it'll just be funny.
Absolutely. Right?
Are you a good curler?
Well, no, but my husband is. Okay. So I'm more of the snack bringer rather than the curler.
That is an important role in curling.
I concur. Yes. I do.
So where should people watch to find more information on this or next quarter's event?
You can go to downtownbismarck.com. We also have a Bismarck Beacon Facebook page. If you want to register for the January 31st event, you can either register on that Facebook page or go right to Eventbrite and register there. It's completely free. You can put three people down and then drag them with you and tell them the morning of that you've registered them and they will be coming with you.
Great. Well, Kate from Downtowners Association, Jillian from Capital Credit Union, final thoughts, closing statements, anything else that you want to get out about the January 31st Bismarck Beacon plugged in event at Dakota Stage?
Jillian?
Well, I was going to say it's all you. This is your show. Yes. We're all about you.
I would say bring a friend. Sometimes in this community, we need to kind of grab people and bring them into our circle. Don't be afraid to be, you know, a little insistent, because sometimes that really helps bring people out of their shell. So do what you can to be a good ambassador for Bismarck and try and bring other people into these activities that we really like and show them the community that we really love.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one more time. Can you tell people date, time, place of the plugged-in event, the first one of 2020?
Yes. Bismarck Beacon plugged-in event brought to you by Capital Credit Union, January 31st. We've got breakfast and mingling, 8:30 to 9, and the program 9 to 10 at Dakota Stage Theater right in downtown Bismarck.
Great. Kate and Jillian, thanks for coming in and taking the time.
Thanks, Josh.
This has been Radio Access Sessions on Radio Access 102.5 FM and radioaccess.org, Bismarck Mandan's community radio station. If you'd like to listen to this episode again or listen to past episodes of Radio Access Sessions, we just had Anita Casey Reed talking about the January film showing in the Cinema 100 Film Society. So go and listen to that, and we'll have her back in February to talk about all of the February films, and then we'll have Kate and possibly Jillian back again to talk about the next quarter's Bismarck Beacon plugged-in event. When that one rolls around, we'll have them in again to talk about that. So again, radioaccess.org to listen to past episodes or to see our schedule for when Radio Access Sessions airs throughout the week. We have multiple air times. Thank you for listening to this edition of Radio Access Sessions on Radio Access 102.5.